This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday that the United States would potentially condition support for Israel's offensive in Gaza on it taking concrete steps to protect aid workers and civilians. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
At the White House, spokesperson John Kirby declined to elaborate on what specific changes the U.S. would make to its policy toward Israel and Gaza, but said the U.S. expected to see an announcement from Israel on steps it's taking to protect civilians and aid workers in the coming hours and days.
We want to see that even as the Israelis work through their investigation, that they are willing and able to take practical, immediate steps to protect aid workers on the ground and to demonstrate that they have that civilian harm mitigation in place.
Israel said on Thursday it would adjust tactics in the Gaza war, after describing the attack as the result of a misidentification, and that findings from an investigation would be made public soon.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. Israel's government said Thursday it would adjust its tactics in the Gaza war after an Israeli airstrike on a convoy that killed 7 aid workers. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The Israeli military described Monday's airstrike as an operational accident, but the World Central Kitchen said it was a deliberate act and is calling for an independent investigation. At a news briefing Thursday, Israeli government spokeswoman Raquel Karamson told reporters Israel had already conducted an investigation into the incident and released its results.
They indicate that it was a mistake that followed a misidentification at night in very complex war conditions. But we are conducting a thorough and transparent examination of this case through the fact-finding assessment mechanism, an independent expert body.
The spokeswoman said Israel plans to adjust its practices to make sure such an incident does not happen again, but added it could take weeks to implement those adjustments. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports Israel's deadly airstrikes on aid workers in Gaza has led one humanitarian organization to suspend its operations.
UNRWA has been in Gaza since the 1967 Arab-Israeli War and has delivered food, medicine, and other aid since the Hamas war started in October. That changed earlier this week.
For the first time, our staff in Gaza said, we have to pause, we can't keep going.
UNRWA President Sean Carroll says it's understandable.
How can we operate if no one is safe?
Carroll questions Israel's claims that the strikes were a mistake, noting the other aid workers killed the past 6 months. He worries aid deliveries themselves are now in danger.
International humanitarian law and therefore humanitarianism and therefore humanity is injured. And it's starting to feel like it's fatally injured.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A judge has ruled that migrant children in makeshift camps along the U.S.-Mexico border waiting to be processed by Border Patrol are in the agency's custody. That means the federal government must quickly place them in safe facilities. Advocates argue the federal government has responsibility for the children. The federal government says smugglers send migrants to the camps and that they're not yet in Border Patrol custody because they haven't been yet arrested. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement that they are reviewing the court's order. A judge rejects Trump's request to dismiss the classified documents prosecution against him. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A federal judge has refused to throw out the classified documents prosecution against Donald Trump, turning aside defense arguments that a decades-old law permitted the former president to retain the sensitive records after he left office. Prosecutors on Special Counsel Jack Smith's team countered that the law had no relevance to a case concerning the mishandling of classified documents. But Judge Eileen Cannon has yet to rule on other Trump efforts to dismiss the case, including arguments that presidential immunity shields him from prosecution. I'm Norman Hall.
Day trippers to Venice who fail to pay €5 to enter the Lagoon City's historic center during a time-limited pilot program launched later this month will face steep fines. Officials said Thursday they will run from €50 to €300. Venice announced last year it would launch the long-discussed day tripper fee after the city escaped being placed on the UN agency's list of endangered heritage sites. Officials have avoided calling it a tax, opting for softer words like contribution, and have downplayed the possibility of waits to enter the city, emphasizing there will be no turnstiles or physical barriers to cross. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.